Objective. Today, on the Victory Unlimited show, you'll be briefed on the difference between being a woman's man and being her manservant. Also, as crazy as it sounds, we're going to cover the top four reasons why some single women date married men. Let's go.
If you picked up this frequency, downloaded this MP3, or gained access to this broadcast by any means, know that you are not listening to just another ordinary radio show. You are listening to the greatest dating, relationship, and life strategy show for men in the world. The best man that you can be is a lifelong fight. So, welcome to the war, soldier.
I am Victory Unlimited, and this is the Victory Unlimited show. This is a show that's all about helping men win in every area of their lives, especially in regards to dating and relationships. Enough said. What have we got? We've got a message here from Angelo. He's 39 and from Atlanta, Georgia. We titled this email, No Man Left Behind. Angelo writes, Yo, Victory, much respect to you, to what you do, and to what you stand for. I've had a copy of your battle plan for almost 3 months now, and I can't tell you how on point this thing is. If I'd known this stuff years ago, I wouldn't have had to have spent the last few months getting myself back on track. I'm married. Been married for about 5 years. About 4 years into it, I started slipping. I started worrying too much about keeping my wife happy and not enough about making sure I was being kept happy too. At first, it was the little things I noticed, like me giving up too many of my hobbies, putting too much of what I like to do on hold, and practically losing myself in the process. As you already know, all acting this way does is make most women start to lose that passion for you that they used to have in the beginning. I caught how my wife started basically beginning to take me for granted and started to prefer spending more time with her family and friends than me. Instead of just doing her, I remember to start doing me again too. Once I did that, it's like it relit a fire in our marriage that was beginning to flicker out. You were right. There's nothing like making sure you keep having a life to keep your woman more excited about being in your life. My wife told me just yesterday that she doesn't know what it is, but there's something about me that seems different, but she's liking it. Ha! Victory. You and I know that what she's really seeing is me reconnecting to other areas of what you call my positive masculinity. But hey, there's no need to explain all that to her, though. Better to just sit back, keep doing what I'm doing, so me and her both can enjoy it, right? Anyway, that's not the only reason I'm writing you. I've got a friend who's already gone further down that wrong road that I was going. My friend Rob is married too, but he's only been married about 3 years now. He married this lady who he was really into from the very start. Probably because she's the best looking woman that ever showed him the same amount of interest back. From the beginning, I was there to see him pull out all the stops just to get her. And get her he did. But he's been losing it ever since. Me and him talk from time to time about our lives, our wives, and other things. But he always tries to play it off like everything's all good. like he's happy with how things are going, but in reality, he is getting a raw deal in the marriage department. He was more on point with his life overall before the two of them got married. Now it looks like he's put everything second to keeping her happy. But from the outside, and judging by what he's been telling me, she's not necessarily returning the favor. When I pressed him on it, he admitted that the sex, the affection, and mutual consideration, and the passion has dropped off in the marriage. Victory. He's saying this to me after just 2 years. Yet, he keeps doing what he's doing, wondering why he's not getting what he wants from the marriage. You ought to see this guy. He never makes any of our guys' movie nights. He never hooks up with us on Saturdays when we play ball or go to the gym. He rarely even hangs out with me and my wife, unless his wife is in the mood to stop by with him. Mind you, his wife is not the one telling him what he can and can't do. It's him. It's all him. It's like he thinks in order to keep her happy, he has to give up his own life entirely. He's the one who's always looking after their 2-year-old while his wife goes out with her friends. He's the one who runs most of the errands for the family. This guy would rather stay at home and watch Lifetime movies with her and her friends than come out and check out the latest action movie with me and the rest of the guys. Last Friday night, when I stopped by his house on my way home from work to see if he wanted to come kick it with us a little later on, he told me that he couldn't make it because he wanted to stay in and cook for his wife and some of her girlfriends who were coming over to watch some chick flick or another. Now, mind you, I've never been invited over to his house to watch a game or whatever, let alone any of us guys been over to his house and his wife lifted a finger to serve us anything. Wait a minute, that's not true. I remember one time a couple of us were over there and she did lift a finger to point out where we could get up and go get us something to eat and drink for our damn selves. Victory, I see my boy slipping away. I've tried to talk to him, but it doesn't look like he's listening. Should I try to get him a copy of the battle plan first, or should I just slap the hell out of him and see if that helps? Wow. Okay, troops. Everybody out there got that? Yo, Angelo, you already know from the battle plan that this guy is like a combination of the 4 kinds of civilians that I cover in that classified intel. This guy's a self-incarcerated prisoner of war, thanks to his sympathizer way of looking at women, dating, and relationships. First, let me say thank you for helping support the Become a Better Man war effort by getting the battle plan. And thanks for your service to men everywhere by publicly declaring that you're actually the kind of guy that actually wants to help his fellow man. You'd be surprised at how rare this is. But if more men who knew better reach back to help those guys who don't know any better, then a lot of trouble that men have in dating and relationships would really start to diminish. But anyway, back on target. As far as your friend Rob is concerned, you better believe that you did the right thing by taking a cold, hard look at the path he's marching down. From what you wrote, looking at Rob is like looking at the possible ghost of Christmas future. There, but for the grace of you getting your Victory Unlimited wake-up call, could have gone you, soldier. As far as helping Rob see the light is concerned, by no means, I repeat, by no means get this guy a copy of the battle plan. He ain't ready for it yet. And by the way, don't slap him either. You just wind up in a fight, somebody's going to get beat down, and then he still won't learn nothing. Before we come up with a plan of action to try to rescue the man from himself, let's take a look at how he got himself into this predicament. You mentioned that this woman was the best looking woman that you'd ever seen him with, and he pulled out all the stops to lock her down, so to speak. The reason why he probably did this was because he must have felt deep down that she must have been somewhat out of his league, which is strange because you also said that she was into him too. It looks like your friend may have started putting too many extras on a relationship that would have been pretty good without the overkill. It looks like once he put the ring on her finger, he made the opposite mistake that most men make. He didn't relax to the point where he started to fall off in the areas of giving her the passion, attention, and deference that a good woman deserves from a good man. Nope. This guy started dumping truckloads of even more passion, attention, and deference on her. Now, just for the record, the correct course of action in a good, well-established relationship is to keep consistent with what you've been doing, all the while raising your levels of passion, attention, and deference to your woman in increments, and making damn sure that you do put extra effort into pleasing your lady when you know she's putting in extra effort to please you. But anyway, what your friend seems to be doing is doubting his own worth in this relationship. He's doubting his own worth in this relationship to the point where he's lost sight of why his wife was into him in the first place. She obviously liked who he was when she first met him, and even when she married him, otherwise she wouldn't have married him. It's a mistake for him to change all of that by second guessing what worked for him in the beginning, by bending over backwards to accommodate her. I know what he thinks he's doing is putting in a marriage fail-safe, but the majority of guys who use this tactic only wind up sabotaging the relationship instead. Now, here's what he needs to do to help turn this situation around. He needs to plan a strategic withdrawal. As gradually as he gave up his identity and his power in that marriage, he needs to just as gradually start taking steps to get them all back. He doesn't even realize it yet because it ain't really hit him. But all of his hopes and dreams are getting killed in that marriage. He needs to fall back. Retreat, little by little, from all of those extra things he's been doing for his wife until he sees whether or not she starts returning the favor. There's nothing wrong with her showing a little more passion, attention, and deference to him for a change. What he should do is he should slowly create a void and give her an opportunity to rush in and fill it. If she does, he can get this thing back on track. If she doesn't, it may already be too late. But this is his best chance of bringing the relationship back up to a point where he'll enjoy it and get just as much out of it as she does. One thing that you wrote that disturbed the hell out of me was when you told me that he kicked you guys to the curb to hang out with his wife and her friends. And judging by how you put it, they didn't even ask him to do it. He needs to put a hard stop to that kind of behavior ASAP. I know. I know women like to brag to all of their girlfriends about how much their guys cater to them. But if those same chicks don't see that woman catering to that man too, they'll eventually start losing respect for that man. And the fact that this guy would rather hang around them, being their personal cook, waiter, and bartender on their chick flick night, than be with his friends could cause some of those same women to start questioning his sexuality. Angelo, I know that Rob's your boy and everything, but unless they're paying him to be their butler, he needs to make himself unavailable to be their do-boy until they start seeing his wife doing some things for him too. Otherwise, don't be surprised if some of his wife's friends start whispering that there's something vaginal about your boy. I can guarantee you that some of them are already thinking it. Now, I'm sure that's not the case, but again, that's how bad the subtle disrespect can get when women know deep down that their friend's husband is going overboard to keep her happy, even to the point of always walking on eggshells and being the only guy there with them on the girls' night in. There's something wrong with that. And Lifetime movies. Lifetime? You mean Lifetime television for women? Lifetime? Man, come on. Watching Lifetime with your girl from time to time just goes with the territory. I understand that. It's like paying a boyfriend tax or a husband tax. I get it. But still, he needs to keep that stuff to a minimum. Watching too much Lifetime can drop your testosterone level by 20 points for every hour you watch it. And that's real talk. Yeah, if your friend starts to back off on pleasing his wife and all of her friends and starts spending a little bit more time rediscovering who he is and pleasing himself too, you better believe that not everyone is going to be happy with the changes that they see happening. He won't be getting all of those pats on the back and all of those "you're such a great guy" compliments from his wife's friends that he's probably been getting. But that's okay, though, because he still needs to make that change. Yeah, his popularity might drop after he does it, but so will his testicles. An even swap is no swindle. You know what I'm saying? Again, just make sure you don't slap his ass just yet or verbally beat the hell out of him. Because all that'll do is get you nowhere. He'll get offended and start avoiding you. So, just keep encouraging him to come out and hang out with you and the rest of the guys, like you've been doing. Put his non-wife-pleasing goals back on his mind by casually asking him about them from time to time. Hopefully that'll jog his memory. He'll remember who he is. But remember, don't even think about trying to get this guy a copy of the battle plan at this point. It's too hardcore for him. And not just for him. There are two groups of men in particular that the battle plan is not for. Men who are too proud to admit that they don't know all there is to know about dating, women, and relationships. And men who are too scared to do what it takes to make a major change in the way that they live their lives. So, it's better for you to start him off slow. Tell him about this show. Tell him where he can find it online and maybe he'll listen to it. Better yet, just start burning him copies of it and give them to him. Now, this is a stealth move on your part because you know, like I know, that this show is like a drill missile. Yeah, you'll feel the entertainment impact of it as soon as it hits, but you'll really feel the educational shockwaves of it when you start to think back on it. Hours, days, even weeks or months later, your mission, Angelo, is to implement the plan that I just outlined. If there's any self-respect or self-esteem left in this guy, there's a strong possibility that he can save himself from himself. But regardless, don't give up on him. Just keep hitting him with the truth whenever you see an opening. You never know when something you say to him or something he hears me say on this show may hit him hard enough, not to knock him out, but to knock him awake. Okay. We got another email. This one is from Chris. He's 29. He's from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We've titled this email, "She's Got a Thing for Guys with Rings." And Chris writes, "Hello. I just found out about the Victory Unlimited show. I've got to say that I've never heard anything quite like it. Keep up the good work, soldier of love. Anyway, I'm writing you to tell you about something that's been happening a lot lately. Quite a few times over the past year, I've been meeting single, attractive women who are involved with married guys. Hey, it happens. It's whack, but it happens. And I can accept that it happens. But what really just got to me was what happened last week. I was at an upscale party that our law firm was hosting, and I met this woman who was a guest of one of the paralegals. I was with another male colleague of mine when we met, so both of us were hitting on her, which is a hell of a thing because my colleague is married. But I didn't put his business out there because I didn't know how far this married guy would take it. Maybe he was just flirting, that's what I thought. Well, it turned into somewhat of a competition between him and me. All things being equal, both of us were pretty evenly matched. We're pretty much tit for tat in most areas. Looks, money, suaveness, boldness, and sense of humor. Although, I think my sense of humor is a little sharper than his. Anyway, while we were both talking with her, I noticed that I had the edge, and she was about to leave the party with me, but suddenly changed her mind after my colleague finally said out loud that he was married. But that still didn't change the fact that he thought she was the most attractive woman there. Well, for some strange reason, those must have been the magic words, because shortly after that, She told me it was nice meeting me, and then they both got up and left together. I was just sitting there, shocked as hell. Then, the woman from the paralegal department who had invited her saw them both leaving, so she came over and sat next to me. She told me don't feel bad or take it personally because her friend tends to only date married guys. I turned around and asked her why, but she didn't really give me an answer. She just shrugged her shoulders and went and rejoined the party. Yo, VU, don't you leave me hanging too. Can you tell me what makes a single girl prefer to date married guys? Okay, troops. Everybody out there got that? Chris, it looks like what you've just run into is an available woman that's got a thing for unavailable men, which makes her totally unavailable to you, a single man. This is an odd scenario, isn't it? Single, attractive women who chase married men are a single man's nightmare. And the more attracted to the girl that single man is, the more scary and the more confusing a nightmare it is. But wait a minute. Let me back this think tank up and go over a list of the main reasons why single girls go for married guys. Because there's a lot of you guys out here that need to know this. The top four reasons why some chicks go for guys with rings are: number one, some women go for married guys because they didn't know that the guys were married when they first met them. In cases like this, the women are usually lied to or somehow tricked by these men into thinking that they're single. Now, when this happens, most women should get a pass. It's not really their fault. But the day they do find out that these guys are married and yet still continue to choose to hook up with them, that's the day that they get that pass revoked. Number two, some women go for married guys because they're women of questionable ethics and moral standards who don't really want a serious relationship with anyone. They just want a man sometimes, not all the time. They usually just want a man for certain things, things that they can get some kind of self-gratification from. They usually date married men for money or sex. They're into married guys to take, not to give. They ain't in it for love, they're in it for convenience. Number three, some women go for married guys because they're bum level babes, explosively attractive women who want to see just how bum level they really are by seducing and stealing married men from their wives. Married men are the ultimate prize to them. These women are like predators. They hunt for the fun and challenge of it. But on the real, for them, it's really just a power trip. And number four, some women go for married guys because they're women who have such a low opinion of men that they think that they're all the same anyway. To these women, there's no difference between a married man and a single one. So because they don't really have any positive expectations for any long-term relationships with men, and because they no longer entertain any hope of ever having a man all to themselves, they don't really see any reason not to date a married man. Now, I could spend a whole show on each of these four reasons, but we don't have that kind of time. So, I wanted to at least just brief you men on the essentials of what you need to know. But anyway, back on target, Chris. The girl you were targeting at that party is probably a babe that belongs in category number two. The reason I say this is because if your own sight assessment of this situation is on point, and you and your married coworker really are roughly the same level of attractiveness, charm, and financial status, and whatever, and she was flirting back with both of you equally as hard, and you didn't make any dumb attraction-killing mistakes while you were talking to her, and her whole focus shifted off of you and onto the other guy the moment she found out he was the married one, then you better believe that this chick is the type that compartmentalizes men so that she can use them for certain things and for certain times. 9 out of 10 times, she's a girl who's high maintenance, who's more into getting what she wants rather than giving a guy what he wants, too. Unless, of course, he happens to want something from her that she happens to be in a mood to give. And it's a convenient time for her to give it. Regardless, I know she probably was gorgeous, but you gotta suck it up, man. You gotta man up, forget all about her, and keep it moving. You gotta keep soldiering on until you find a woman who's worth your time and available for you and interested enough in you to want to spend time, the time it takes to get to know you. And one last thing, if you have any doubts about what kind of woman that was that you met at the party, remember what her own friend told you about her after she left you to go hook up with the married guy. She basically told you point blank that her friend has a habit of hooking up with married guys. So spare yourself some frustration and take heed to what she said to you. Bottom line, when a woman shows you by her actions what she's into, go ahead and believe what you see. Keep listening to this show, Chris, because it'll train you how to keep your critical eyes open. And over time, you'll learn how to use what a woman does to help you draw some conclusions instead of getting caught by surprise and thrown into confusion. Wait a minute, that just rhymed. Anyway, this is Victory Unlimited, signing off. Always outnumbered, but never outgunned. Wishing you Godspeed. And no matter how many battles you fight, may your victories be unlimited.